Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing a fundraiser at Mercy for Animals in the Hollywood Hills, and it's been our star-studded event where we had Bob Barker as well as some other celebrities. But the most important thing is it's about the animals and about raising the level of awareness of the mistreatment of animals and that we as humans can do so much better for them. So I've got an artist as well as a photographer that I actually won a beautiful portrait of, and it's a portrait of
a chicken.
A chicken. And tell us your name and tell us the story behind the chicken.
Well, my name is Susan Weingartner, and I am an animal photographer, actually an animal rights photographer. And I very often work with different nonprofit organizations doing photos of rescued animals. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So what was the story behind this particular chicken?
Well, I actually can't tell you the full story behind this particular chicken, but she was part of a larger rescue of chickens from a factory farm. Mm-hmm. And because of the situation that they were rescued from, I can't go into the details.
Right, but it was a rescued chicken.
She was a rescued chicken.
Mistreatment, et cetera. So
yes.
How does it make you feel as far as, you know, were you actually out there documenting? Because it's so important to share with the world what's happening.
Yes, well, there is something everybody should know. There are these investigators, people who are hired by nonprofits to go in and get jobs in factory farms and slaughterhouses, who actually spend months at a time going in to document the effects of factory farms on chickens, pigs, cows, and other animals that we use for food, in quote food. And this particular chicken that you got the photo of, she came from a factory farm, a hen that was laying eggs in a factory farm, and she was rescued and now lives happily in a sanctuary with other chickens who were rescued, and cows and pigs and many other animals that people consider food.
So, you know, a lot of people think, okay, a chicken is for human consumption. They don't really understand,
right?
You know, there's a big difference, right, as far as like the humane treatment of these animals. And then there are the choices that people can make as far as like going vegan or going vegetarian and just realizing that there's a different way. So how does your work contribute to that elevated understanding?
Well, I've been a vegan for 20 years, a little more than 20 years at this point. I discovered what was going on in factory farms and realized I couldn't participate anymore. And I was a photographer and made the connection that my photography, because of the way I feel about animals, the way I connect to their pain and their suffering, and the reason I became a vegan, that I could choose to shoot photos of animals that show their souls, that show their suffering, their beauty, their love, their connection with human beings, and that experience could then go out to the world and show other people that they feel the way we feel. They feel the same as our dogs and cats that we cherish so much. A chicken has great loving feelings and attachment to her babies. A cow cries for her baby when she loses her baby in a dairy farm. They have the same experiences that we do. They may not intellectualize the same as we do, but they feel the same as we do.
Yeah, it's their feeling.
Yes,
that
and that's
is
what
so
I try
important.
To convey in my photography is that feeling, what animals experience, and that's what I do.
So what does that make you feel as far as, you know, do you hear Bob Barker and the other folks, you know, share their share their experience? Like, how does it make you feel as far as, you know, as a human being?
I feel enlivened. I feel excited. I feel like this movement is growing. I've been doing this for a long time, for over 20 years. And to see public figures come in, not only donate money, but publicly speak out
against
these things.
Right, like we have Drew Carey.
Drew Carey, Sam Simon, who is an immense supporter of animal rights.
He's the creator of The Simpsons.
Creator of The Simpsons, a writer of Taxi and all these other shows. To see these public figures come out for animals, it's so important now. We're at that tipping point when people are going to see what's happening to animals and realize it's time for it to change, just like any civil rights movement.
Right.
It's time for this to change.
So what can people do tangibly right now to, you know, start making that difference? You know, what is your advice or your, some items that you can share to get people either involved or start thinking or maybe doing something right now that they can do tangibly within their homes, within their families, and within them as individuals?
Right. Well, thanks to the internet, we can all get educated very, very easily. We can all learn about how to not eat animals anymore. We can learn the possibility of being vegan is real, and it actually is healthier than not being vegan.
Yeah, and tonight we were served a beautiful multi-course level a vegan gourmet food that was exquisite. I mean, tasted better than any meat dish ever. So
I think the misinformation is that when you become a vegan, you're eating food that tastes like styrofoam or, you know, wheat meal. And it's actually as beautiful as any other food. The difference is it's full of compassion and full of love because you're choosing to take the animals out of your diet to no longer see them as food. That's, I don't see animals as food any longer. I don't see them as clothing. I don't see them as something for me to use for my entertainment. And the more I do that, the more empowered I become and the happier I feel because I'm not participating in suffering and cruelty because those systems that use animals are extremely cruel. They can't help it. They have to be. When it's about profit, you cannot be kind to the animals.
And I love the way you said that. It's like you're seeing these items like compassion and, you know, and we're seeing it through your photography.
Yeah,
and,
I hope so.
And, you know, with photography being so important with Instagram and everything so visual now, you know, how do you think this movement's going to grow because of the visual communications?
Well, for me, the reason I got into animal rights, the reason I saw animal suffering was because of a photo. A photo of bunnies lined up in boxes that were being tested on for cosmetics. And that photo moved me to learn more. So I understand the power of image, the power of a photograph, and what it can do to convey love, peace, kindness, suffering, compassion. It can do everything. And so my photos, I'm hoping, will convey that to people and might change thousands of minds, millions of minds, hopefully, and become what I would like to see is a world where people respect animals for who they are and don't need to use them anymore.
So any other advice that you want to share with the listeners out there as far as, you know, how they can get started on that journey of discovery through photography and through compassion?
Well, aside from photography, I would suggest going to certain websites. VegSource.com is a really good informational website about health and about how you can become vegan. From the health aspect, go to mercyforanimals.org and learn about what Mercy for Animals is doing to show people about animals in factory farms. Go to PETA.com. You can learn all these different things about how to become more compassionate and in your choices. As far as my photography goes, you can go to my website, which is Susan Weingartner.
Spell it for us.
SusanWeingartner.com, or to make it easier, I have an animals website, which is animalsandtheirhumans.com.
Okay, great. So, you know, thank you so much, and it's so amazing to meet somebody like you, and I feel so blessed to be able to actually have you share with me a beautiful photography, a photograph of a rooster, or actually a hen. That represents so much of your work and so much of the spirit of Mercy for Animals and why we're gathered here tonight. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.